Roadster unveiling teased in weeks. The European timing locks the first public drives into peak summer travel season. That window gives early adopters 6 months to compare real-world range against the refreshed Taycan before fall order banks open. Porsche has to accelerate its next software push or accept slower European conquest rates through 2026. Watch the configurator data by September. Any dip signals the Roadster already claiming the Halo slot. Used Cybertrucks sell out in hours. Clearing the lot in hours shows buyers treat the used Cybertruck as a different product than new allocations. That velocity forces CarMax to either match Tesla's direct trade-in offers or watch its EV resale share drop below 20% by year-end. Any sustained run like this also tightens residual values on all large pickups heading into the next model year refresh cycle. Software update 2026.20 adds parental controls. Parents now get granular drive time limits that sync across the fleet app. The bigger shift is encrypted dashcam clips that prevent easy family sharing. That change alone pushes aftermarket camera makers to bundle their own encryption stacks by next spring or lose the retrofit channel entirely. Watch the uptake. Fleets that skip this update face higher liability exposure once the first encrypted-only claims hit. Model S X discontinuation nears June 30th. Shutting those lines hands the entire Fremont capacity to robot production starting July. The real pressure lands on suppliers who must now qualify new lines for Optimus actuators instead of vehicle stampings. Suppliers who bet on continued SX volume now face a 6-month retool window, or they lose the Tesla book entirely. Model 3 supercharging promo ends June 15th. Ending the free supercharging window shifts new Model 3 buyers toward home charging installs instead. Fleet operators that timed purchases around the June 15th cutoff now have to renegotiate their energy contracts or absorb higher per-mile costs starting next quarter. That single change quietly raises the total cost of ownership for high-utilization Model 3s by roughly 9%. JP Morgan upgrades Tesla to neutral. Margin pressure in vehicles remains the dominant near-term factor even after the rating shift. Robotics may deliver scale only after 2027, leaving the stock range-bound until then. This forces Ford and GM to disclose their own robotaxi timelines in the next 2 quarters or risk losing institutional attention. Watch fleet utilization numbers from those pilots. They will determine whether Tesla's valuation premium holds into 2026 or erodes as execution questions mount. June Model Y lease deals launched. Lease structures favor shorter terms that push residual risk onto Tesla's balance sheet by early next year. Buyers lock in rates before any potential federal incentive changes take effect. This pulls forward Q2 volume at the expense of Q3 organic demand. Expect used Model Y prices to soften further once these vehicles hit the secondary market in 2025, pressuring residuals across the lineup. Optimus Gen 3 production milestones on track. Factory line conversions already underway signal that existing vehicle production will face allocation conflicts by Q4. The 2026 ramp targets 10,000 units initially, enough to test enterprise leasing models ahead of broader deployment. This forces Figure AI to lock in their own manufacturing partners within 6 months or seed first-mover advantage in warehouse deployments. Component suppliers are already seeing Tesla's volume commitments reshape pricing for harmonic drives. FSD testing sparks owner debates. Streak incentives encourage drivers to keep the system engaged, even when interventions rise in complex intersections. Owner forums highlight inconsistent behavior at unprotected left turns that data logs may underreport. Regulators in California and Texas will likely demand raw intervention rates before approving wider unsupervised testing next year. This data gap could delay Tesla's robotaxi timeline more than any hardware limitation. Cybertruck deliveries shift to fall 2026. Extended wait times now exceed 18 months for AWD variants, shifting buyer attention toward alternative electric trucks with faster availability. Production constraints at Austin leave little room for ramp acceleration without new capital allocation. Rivian gains a window to lock in fleet orders from construction and utility customers who cannot wait. Aftermarket accessory makers are positioning for Cybertruck-specific parts arriving with the first wave. Energy storage deployments continue growth. Utility buyers locked in multi-year contracts last quarter at rates 15% higher than current megapack bids. This forces NextEra Energy to either renegotiate supplier terms or absorb the hit on their renewable projects through 2027. Margins in the energy segment now dictate how fast Tesla can outpace regional installers who still rely on older container formats. The gap widens every quarter as install times compress. Watch the Q3 backlog reports for confirmation that storage alone is carrying the division's profitability. Plaid Model Y and 3 variants in development. Engineering teams are prioritizing thermal management over raw horsepower in these Plaid variants. Battery suppliers must now qualify higher density cells within 9 months or lose the slot to Panasonic's next gen. That timeline leaves little room for validation cycles that usually stretch 12 months. The real constraint sits in the wiring harness, not the motors. Lucid will need to launch a matching powertrain update on the Gravity before reviews start comparing range at full output. FSD V14 light rollout window opens. The summer window means owners on the basic hardware stack finally get access without buying the full compute upgrade. Expect used Model 3 values to separate based on whether they carry the light stack or stay locked out. The separation shows up first in private party sales data by September. Fleet managers will shift orders accordingly. Mobileye now faces a compressed timeline to certify their own light mode before fleet managers standardize on Tesla's offering. Tesla stock monitors early June levels. Prediction markets assign a 65% chance that TSLA closes the week inside its current range. Institutions appear to be accumulating puts rather than calls, despite the surface stability. That flow points to protection against an earnings whisper number from a key supplier due before Friday. The supplier in question supplies the inverter modules and has missed targets twice already this year. Traders will watch the 10:30 ET prints on Wednesday for the first signal of size. International orders show June deliveries. Ireland's order books now show delivery estimates stretching into mid-2026 for standard configurations. BYD must expand their European order banks immediately or risk defaulting on delivery promises made to corporate fleets last month. The lag creates room for local assembly decisions that Volkswagen has already started modeling in their planning docs. Corporate buyers in Germany will see similar slips within weeks. Expect lease rates to adjust upward as availability tightens. Roadster specs reaffirmed by Tesla. Deposit holders who signed up in 2021 now confront a timeline that keeps slipping. The reaffirmed acceleration target locks in a battery architecture that no supplier has scaled yet. This forces Porsche to either match the acceleration claims with their next Cayman EV or watch their performance image erode among buyers who cross-shop the two. Production volume remains the real variable no one is discussing yet. Semi-production ramp updates shared. Grid planners in Nevada are already modeling draws that exceed the original semi-forecasts by 40%. The 2026 volume expectations therefore tie directly to new substation builds that utilities have not budgeted. Watch how many routes stay diesel-only as a result. This forces UPS to either accelerate their depot electrification schedule or accept lower daily utilization on the trucks they do receive through 2027. Dashcam encryption boosts privacy. Insurers just gained a new reason to demand raw footage access during claims disputes. The encryption layer in the 2026.20 update keeps clips off third-party servers, yet it also blocks easy owner-side redaction. Fleet managers using mixed hardware will feel the split first. This forces aftermarket camera makers to either add matching encryption or lose their remaining integration points with the vehicle software stack by early next year. Fremont lines convert for Optimus. Line workers reassigned from S and X production now train on calibration rigs that only reached the floor last quarter. The shutdown therefore accelerates actuator sourcing that Optimus shares with the semi program. This forces BMW to either fast-track their own humanoid pilot line in Spartanburg or lose visibility into flexible assembly data that Tesla is already capturing at scale. Wall Street shifts focus to AI robotics. Analyst notes now price the robo-taxi network above the entire vehicle business in some models. The shift therefore redirects capital away from traditional EV credits that GM and Ford still rely on. Cruise burn rates will surface in earnings calls sooner than expected. This forces GM to either spin out Cruise assets within 18 months or accept further compression in their autonomy valuation multiple against pure software plays.